In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. The message you're about to listen to is from Mercy Throne Missions, Elisha, Osun State. We believe that God is going to impact, enlarge, and give you directions for God's purpose to fulfill in your life through the teachings of God's anointed servants, Apostle Ezekiel Adenipekun. God bless you as you listen.
Thank you, Father. Once again, Holy Spirit, speak to your people, send your word to heal and to deliver. In Jesus' name, we pray. Tonight, we will be starting another series by the grace of God. And I'm going to establish this from the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Let's quickly start our case building from this angle. Hebrews 11 verse 8 to 10. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned into the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Made us to understand from this passage about a patriarch called Abraham, our father, in whom we have seen patterns and principles that we can observe in his life, literally, in order to come to an understanding where we can please God, because he's principles and patterns have been tested and trusted to the point whereby he has gotten a covenant from God himself. The Bible says, by faith, Abraham sojourned. He followed after God's instruction by faith. He didn't know where he was going to, but the Bible says God told him, according to Genesis chapter 12, to leave his father's house. Leave your father's house. Follow me. I'm going to show you a land. And afterward, you have found the land. I will make sure you inherit that land. It shall become your inheritance and your possession. And Abraham left his father's house by faith. The Bible says he didn't know where he was going to, but he was following. He was following. He was following until sometimes, we don't know how many years. I've never checked that in geologically, but the Bible says he went and found that city. He was dwelling in the tabernacle as a stranger with Isaac and Jacob. What does that mean? It means that it was not 25 years journey. Abraham was 75 when God said, leave your father's house. He had no Isaac then. He had no Jacob as his grandson. So after the journey, God gave Abraham the heir, the son he promised him, after 24 years, which was Isaac. Now, the Bible records that Abraham found the city. At least we know that was 24 years that Abraham gave birth to Isaac. Isaac had been come 100 years at least of age. Maybe 150, let's say that. And then Isaac had been able successfully to become a man in the hand of Abraham. And Isaac also had given birth to a child called Jacob. Probably it was about 150 years journey. I don't know. I've not checked that. And Abraham was dwelling in the tabernacle. He followed God like a foolish man for over 150 years to find a land of settlement, a land of promise. You know the interesting thing? He found it. Yet, Abraham refused to build a house in Canaan land. I'm speaking today on spiritual journey. This is going to be a series. So today is going to be part one of this series. Abraham, leave your father's house. I will show you a land. And that land, when you find the land, I will make sure you inherit it as your inheritance. I thought Abraham is going to find it in a year. Oh, it lasted over 100 years before he found it. He went there, he found the land, he was there with his son and his grandson. You see, I have a reservation when it comes to the subject of faith, because everything goes back there. Because the Bible says, even Abraham journeyed with God by faith. Now, what does that mean? You see, this philosophy that we have inculcated into the new generational church, into the, the latter time church, whatever we call it, I don't know, about the movement that is going on right now, Holy Spirit, tongue-speaking generation, who have found grace. You see, this definition of grace, that yes, the Bible says now faith is. You know, I've had people preach about it, talk about it, that faith is a subject of now. Sir, you are wrong. Faith is a journey, sir. Abraham had to follow God by faith. It lasted over 100 years before he finally hold on to what God had promised him. Interestingly, that our father of faith did not claim faith now for the city to appear to him. Spiritual journey. You see, amidst every other thing, we must be careful. We must be careful of what we have taught. The journey of spirit is not philosophy. The Bible was speaking to us in the book of Matthew chapter 27 from verse 51 to 53. The Bible says when Jesus gave up the ghost, you know what happened? Number one, the curtain was tore in the temple from the top down. Number two, the Bible says, and the earth quaked, and the rocks broke, and the tomb was open. And the Bible says, the body of the saint was seen, appeared in places. What does that mean? The death of Jesus. Number one, the Bible says the curtain in the tabernacle tore from the top to the downward. It means that the death of Jesus came to break the religion that has been established before he arrived. Religion, the power and the influence of religion was broken by his death. Please listen tonight. His death, the first thing it addressed was the religion, because religion was more powerful in Israel in those days than any other thing. The people of Israel can kill you for insulting Moses. Of Israel, they can bury you alive if you insult Abraham. One of the statements that got them angry was that Jesus said before Abraham, I am They said, no, what a stupid statement from your mouth. You know who Abraham is to us? He's our father. So the death of Jesus upon the cross, it's a journey. First, he broke down the curtain so that we can access God. That the world, the power, the norms, the traditional, which is the belief system of the people, was broken down. Number two, the Bible says the earthquake. It means that the arrival and the death of Jesus upon the cross affected nature. That's why he could walk on the water. He affected nature. Oh, that's why he could turn water to wine. He affected nature. A man is appointed to die once, after with judgment. Oh, he broke that barrier. His death upon the cross did not only break tradition, or rather, the power of religion, it disqualified the power of nature. It overrides nature. Number three, the Bible says, and the rocks also, the rock broke, the rock were put asunder. And after that happened, they said the grave opened, and the body of the saint came up. What is the rock? That is the tradition of men, a solidified way of life. A living, a consistent kind of life that has passed through the test of time. That's why their heart is hardened as a rock. So the death of Jesus upon the cross, number one, it broke tradition. Number two, it affected nature. Number three, it affected the tradition of man. And that's why when we come to the genuine stature and begin to observe closely what Christianity is about, you will never find it in the tree of this, in the midst of the tree. Christianity must not be influenced by tradition. It must not be influenced by nature. It must not be influenced by belief system, which is religion. But today, church, we thought that we have the Holy Ghost and yet we go back to tradition. We thought we have the Holy Ghost, yet religion is killing us. Religion. Don't wear trousers, wear trousers. We are divided by what Jesus had already divided away. Let me show you something. If revival will ever come, these three things must be broken. When the curtain tore, the earth quake, the rock break, the Bible said the tomb opened, and then the dead came back to life. Did the Bible not say that he will revive us? He will revive us. He said, awake all ye who is dead. The Bible is saying, when we break down these three things and we remove them out of our belief system, our faith, our worship towards God, the tomb, because the church has become a place that we are gathering dead people now, the tomb of the church will open, and then people will begin to emerge in the glory of the latter house, which is far better than the former. People will begin to receive life. And then they will begin to see the saint moving up and down. The dead, the saints who were dead were seen. They appeared in many places because the tomb opened. The tomb opened when tradition was annihilated, when nature was altered, when tradition, when religion was affected. The Bible said the tomb opened, and then there was life in things that will have no life again. We speak in tongues and masturbate. No life, sir.
prophesy and commercialize the prophecy. No life, sir. Lost everywhere. Our sisters getting pregnant without the proper marriage. No life. No life. Everything is zero back to the tradition, religion. And it is nature. No problem. It's the nature of a woman, you know. When she doesn't have a man in time, she will, you know, it affect her. Spiritual journey. Abraham was called by God. The faith that produced Isaac was not a faith of now. It was a journey. And God was deliberate about the matter. It was not because Abraham had a sin in his life. No. God had chosen Abraham for a purpose. He had to take him through the journey. If it takes God that long to bring fulfillment into Abraham's life, who do you think you are? Spiritual journey. We have become so lazy that we want to live our life and see magical things happening around us that we don't want God to take us through process. I tell you, even the beginning of the matter, faith is a journey. It's not a now matter. You know the deception is this. When we go out, it's not as if God is not using us to do many things. When we go out, we lay hands on the blind, they see in our mission work, we go to crusade and a couple of dead people have been revived. And then we lay hands on these things and then miracles are happening. People thought it was a matter of now. The faith that raised that child is not a now faith. It was a faith that God has been building upon us from the closet. 10 years, we are still finding the path of life. To the one who received the miracle can say, he lay hands on me 1 minute or 1 second. I had my baby. He lay hands on me 1 second. I had my eyes open. He lay hands upon me and then my leg. I could feel life again. Well, he lays on the dead person and the dead person came back to life. To you or to the person who is benefiting, he may think that faith is a subject of now. But for me, who lays hands, I know how much time I have spent in the closet where God had to press my fruit for the wine to come out of me. I know how much dealings I had to go. I know how much I need to die to serve. Faith is not a now matter. Please stop that nonsense. Faith itself is a journey. That's why the young ministers are rising and falling. And yet we have all our fathers, grandfathers in faith. No single atrocity with them. No single atrocity. They don't speak in tongues like we speak, but no atrocity. Because they waited for their time. They followed the process of the spiritual journey. They were following God step by step and they were careful. They are not showing forth themselves before their time. Today, everybody is an apostle. Everybody is prophesying. Everybody is performing miracles and signs. Everybody wants to be seen. It's popular on social media. I'm asking you, how far have you journeyed? I'm not doubting your call. I'm not doubting that God wants you to be a businessman. But why do you start that business outrightly? Why did you just start the church immediately? Why do you want to be known? You already have a logo and the name of your ministry. You know, when young people come to me and say they have an encounter, I saw a logo, I saw the name of a church, I say, what kind of encounter is this? What you should be shown is your witness. Because Jesus, our Lord, who is the prime example, he knew what he was on earth to do even at age 12. Yet, he did not show a face until 30. And then after 30, he started the ministry and he did it for 3.5 years. It's a journey. Paul did not start preaching immediately. He went to Arabia 3 years. It's a journey. It's a journey. The problem now is this. We are so consumed and concerned about the outward things, the physical things, that we forget that the journey is a spiritual journey. Let me show you something. The Bible says when Abraham got to the land, oh, this is awesome. Abraham got to the land of promise. He refused to dwell in houses. He was dwelling in the tabernacle. He took him and his children into the covenant and took them into tabernacle to seek the face of God. The Bible says Abraham, even though he had gotten to the city, was looking for a city inside that city. A city that was built, formed by God, not man. I thought when God called Abraham, he was promising Canaan land. That was what I read. I thought God was saying, when you get to the land flowing with honey and milk, and now Abraham was there, he saw the honey, he saw the milk, he saw the good land. I thought Abraham should glorify God for that. Abraham said, no, I'm still looking for another city. Daddy Abraham, what are you saying? Oh, Abraham said, I know that when he called me the other time, he wasn't talking about the physical building. He wasn't talking about the physical land. He was talking about something more than the surface. You have found the name of your ministry. Thank God for that. He told you you are going to establish in one village or one city or one town. Thank God for that. You have found the physical things. The question now is, have you found the city that will be the engine room that will back the success of that enterprise which God has called you into? It's a journey. This is why many believers are poor. Because they are still trusting in the produce and in the prosperity of the land of Canaan in order for them to prosper. That's why they sing the song of the people in the land. No wonder the Bible says Abraham told the king of Salem, and he said, well, I don't need any gift from you, so that tomorrow you are not going to say you are the one who had made Abraham. I know the journey I'm embarking in should not come from any man's glory by hand. The prosperity that I'm going to earn is going to come from that city I'm looking for. Even in Genesis chapter 14, he already knew, sir. So when Abraham was done, he was about to leave. The Bible says when Sarah died, he married another woman called Keturah. And Keturah had children. The Bible says, look at something. Abraham gave all that he has to Isaac. And then he took gift and he gave to the children of Keturah and then sent them away. I begin to wonder, you gave all to Isaac. So where did you get the gift you gave to children of Keturah? So it means that what God instructed or helped Abraham to do was not to give to Isaac material. He took Isaac also to that city where Isaac can also find the power beyond the natural that is not determined by the economy of the land. So when Abraham left, Isaac saw that there was a problem in the land. And Isaac said, let me leave. God said, don't leave. Maximize the city that you are in. Not the city in the physical, but the city that your father had found and he brought you in. So when Isaac saw in the land, the entire nation were watching which rain, what water, or what do we call it now? Irrigation system is going to make this thing to work. They were looking for a physical water while Isaac plant in the physical. He was watching the seed from the spirit realm. He was watching the seed from that city that his father had found. Spiritual journey. Many of us are in the church. Yes. We have learned to wear a good suit. Good. We have learned as sisters not to use earring. Good. No makeup. Good. You are practicing holiness that we can see. Good. But what about the spiritual journey that God is taking you through? Every believer is not just on earth to mind the things. No wonder Jesus said, they are in the earth, but they are not of the earth. So the government that rule and dominate us as believers should never be the government here. The Bible said in the book of Matthew chapter 4 verse 17, the Bible says, repent therefore, for the kingdom of God is at hand. You have to rethink, for there is a realm. When you check the Greek word there, the kingdom there means a realm. There is a realm that you can tap into, and that realm, the Bible call it the realm of joy. Father Abraham knew that God did not call him to run after physical properties. He owns land, glory be to God. He could build few houses, glory be to God. But Abraham knew that God did not call him. He didn't call him. He didn't call him for the purpose of Canaan land. He called him to find a city. Why does God make things like this? Yes, because achievement to God should be according as a result of the quality of the journey we have embarked on so far. Every achievement in this kingdom must be tested by the quality of a journey that has been embarked on. I don't know why we think we are going to make an impact on earth without this journey. Our parents got pregnant of us some time ago. We didn't jump out of the womb the day they got pregnant. We had to wait. It was a journey of 9 months. And then they deliver us. They backed us for 3 years. It was a journey. We sucked breast for a year. It was a journey. And here we are today. We can eat and break bones. Me standing here did not jump down from heaven one day. It was a journey that brought me here this far. Why do you think spiritually, if you are not moving, if you are not growing, you are going to make impact? We have a generation who knows how to pray now. We could pray in tongues for 10 hours. Thank you for that prayer. But what is the purpose of the prayer? Is it prayer to get power, or it's a prayer of a journey? Many have been born again for 40 years. They come to church, they sweep, they do, they sweep, they go, they usher, they sing, they do all manner of things. But in heaven, the track record of their journey has been, that's why Paul said, I could not speak to you as mature people. He was talking to the church of the Corinth. He said, they are still babies. He was talking to grown up people. He said, you are still sucking milk. You cannot eat meat yet. Many of us as believers, we are still in that realm. We are not moving. The journey will determine the growth that will be seen in your life. You see, the truth of this matter is this. In this kingdom, didn't you think that it would have been easy for Jesus to say, I lay hands upon them and then let them take the Holy Spirit, take power, and then start the work immediately? He said, no, go and wait. Because even for them to be able to get power in heaven, they must prove by a track record of a journey that they have embarked on. Thank you. Faith is now. Faith is now. That's why people are under prayer. Faith is now. How do you want to declare faith on a subject matter the way Baba Adeboye or Kenneth Copeland is going to declare faith? Or Bishop Oyedepo, who are you? When did you come? If you can rise today and begin to do above what they did, then it means that there's no justice system that reward their labor and sacrifice in the kingdom. Spiritual journey. Are you moving? We read Bible to ease our guilt and conscience. We fast to get power. We fast to get favor. We pray to get breakthroughs. We fast for open door. We study to preach powerful and firebrand sermon. And yet, the journey is abandoned. If you will walk with God, you will journey with Him. It's called spiritual journey. Abraham knew that God was not talking about Canaan land alone. Abraham sensed that God was talking about a city beyond. No wonder the Bible records in the book of Luke now that even in heaven, Abraham is still called Father Abraham. Because he was in that city before anybody knew. So what is the wisdom? The wisdom should be that we should go back to the scripture and check the patterns of the patriarchs. Look for what our fathers have done and please God and begin. Didn't you read when the Bible says an Enoch walked with God? He didn't say Enoch pray to God. He didn't say Enoch fast to God. He said Enoch walk with God. For Moses to be able to stretch forth rod to part the sea, it took him 40 years of training in the wilderness. Who do you think you are? This fire brigade faith, it must happen now, it must happen now. How will you come to the kingdom and overtake everybody like that? Do you think everybody is fool? No, sir. Oga, calm down. Have you journeyed with Him? What process has He taken you through? Are you moving at all? Or you are stagnant in the kingdom? Check! Moses moved from Egypt. He didn't complete the journey. Joshua was mourning him. And God told him in Joshua chapter 1, Oga, rise up. You need to travel. Move, 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 move. You have to keep moving. Many believers are going nowhere. We are just fasting and praying every day, looking for a miracle from God. A miracle that is ahead of us. We are supposed to just, listen to me. Power is supposed to be a reward of a journey. Anointing is a reward of a journey. Don't fasting for power. Don't die fasting for anointing. It will be given to you when it's time. Galatians chapter 4 said, he said, an heir, even though he's the Lord of all in the family, but because he's still a child, differeth not than a servant, because he's still under tutelage. He's still under direction. Yes, he owns all things, but he's still a child. Nobody commits something of value to a child. You have sown seed. Thank you for the seed. But what about the journey? Because now if the seed is rewarded, without the journey, you are going to collapse. So we follow Abraham, our father, to study the pattern of his life. And then we say, okay, So there is a journey ahead of us. Okay. So what do we need to know? Because Jesus recommended that. Look at what Jesus said. In John chapter 8, verse 38 and 39, Jesus was speaking to the Pharisees. He said, if Abraham were to be your father, then do the works of Abraham. He didn't say walk, works. Follow his pattern. We are not called to make heaven. We are called to journey. We are not called to sit. We are called to journey. So if you are not journeying, if there is no track record of your walk with God, oh my goodness. You see, when you make a request or demand upon heaven, let me tell you something. This is what they do immediately. They bring out the file, project the screen of your life, and check where are you in the spirit realm. How far have you traveled to be able to command heaven to rise on your behalf? That's why demons can say, Jesus, we know. Paul, we know. What about you? What track record have you kept? So what do we study about journey? Number one, you must know where you are. You must locate your cardinal point. You must know your spot in the realm of the spirit. Many of us don't even know where we are. You must find out where you are. What's your age in the spirit realm? You are 30 years old physically, but in the realm of the spirit. What's your age? You are 50 years old in the physical, in the spirit. What's your age? Because your age in the natural does not give you dominion. It's your age in the spirit that will determine what your natural age will begin to command. Where are you? It's a call to journey. Where are you at the moment? Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:19, he said, if all that we have is this earth, he said, we are among all men the most miserable. So Paul knew that the journey is more than the earth. There's a spiritual track record that a man must keep. You must understand your calling spot first. Locate where you are in the radar. Not just be floating everywhere. Where are you in the spirit? Where? Number two, you must understand your destination. A man who knows not his destination has not yet discovered his destiny. Because it is your destiny, your destination, that will determine what is your destiny. If you don't know your destiny, you cannot know your destination. If you have not located your destination, you will never fulfill destiny. This is going to lead us to part two. Your destination. Kalamahadiboros. Many don't know anywhere they are going to. All they know is they are going to heaven. In the realm of the spirit, no journey. They don't know where they are. There's no desire. Well, desire can never be, because there's no vision of where they desire to be. Number three, what is the cost of the journey? What is the cost of the journey? Every journey has a cost. When you drive your car, you pay a price to fuel it. What are the prices you are paying in the cost of the journey? You are fasting now. I'm not saying fasting is not good, But is the fasting a price for your journey, or is a fasting to receive from heaven by fire, by force? A journey. If Abraham were to be your father, do the works of Abraham. Abraham knew that God was not calling him to occupy Canaan land only. He knew that there was a city, and the guy stood continually, even in that city, he stood in the tabernacle seeking the face of God. There is more. There is more to you, Holy Ghost. There is more. There is more to you, Holy Ghost, than speaking in tongues. Oh. There is more, sir. Since you have been a believer, what's your desire? What can you say categorically 5 years, 10 years ago about your life when you started? Who are you? Who are you now? I keep wondering why the Bible will record that Elijah made a complaint and said he was the only prophet on earth, and God replied him and said there were still 7,000 prophets who have not bowed their knee to Baal. So when Elijah said there will be no rain, why will this 7,000 prophet not say there should be rain? A man who has journeyed has declared heaven close. No devil, no man, no demon can open the heaven except another man who has journeyed. No wonder when Jacob said it shall not be well with Reuben, it took time. It took years later, several years later, before a man who has journeyed for 40 years with God, Moses, said, "Let Reuben live." A curse, to remove a curse over a man, your record in the spirit will be checked. Joshua cursed the land of Jericho. He took Elisha, a man who had traveled with God for long, to be able to say, "From today, I heal this land." Christianity is not religion. It's not tradition, it's not nature. It's a journey. Spiritual journey. The truth is this: if you are not journeying, you are not even a Christian. It's a call to a journey. Look at what the Bible says. He brought them out that he may bring them in. So it's a journey. The Bible says we have come to Mount Zion. It's a city of deliverance where there are innumerable angels, the company of innumerable angels, where Jacob must possess their possession. This Zion is not seen by the physical eye. Men must travel in the realm of the spirit to locate that city. And the day you locate Zion, I assure you, you begin to walk in the supernatural. You begin to spend from the economy that cannot be traced by mortal men. You begin to perform things against the prediction of science. You begin to override and cheat nature by the technology of Zion. It's a journey. Abraham traveled for years. He found that city. Until you find that city, there's no rest for you. There's no rest. There's no rest. You are in the world. You are not of the world.
I want us to pray tonight. If you are a man of God now, you go about doing ministry without a car. People look down on you because they thought your worth is in what you drive. They didn't know that your worth is what drives you. When you come out and you say God is good, they look at your physical worth and they say, oh, if God is good, you won't be looking this way. They may be partially right, but the truth is that what we want is not in our look. What we the Bible, look at what the Bible says about Jesus in Isaiah chapter 53. He said he does not look good to be behold. Jesus didn't appear good. He didn't look like the Messiah. His worth was in that city, the New Jerusalem. A world without war. A city where mortal men don't rule and dictate. Only those who have journeyed with him, who have been immortalized, can go there. And when they make a decree from that city, sir, everything called nature must bow. No wonder the earth could not hold Jesus. I want us to pray. Lord, tonight help me. Some of us need to repent. Are you joining at all, or you are just a Christian for 20 years? You just know that you are reading Bible, you are praying for God to do miracle and change your life, you are asking God for power and anointing. If that's what you have been doing all your life, it's time to repent. Let's go back to the drawing board. Locate your status in the spirit. Know where you are. Your location must be found in the radar so that you will know what to do and where you are going to. If you are not moving, the devil is going to make a mess of your life. I promise you that. You can't overcome the world. Because what he that is born of God overcometh the world, even our faith. And that faith, we got it from our father Abraham. And that faith is a journey. Faith is not a decree. Faith is a journey. Faith is not an idea. Faith is a journey. That's what the Bible says in continuous tense. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing. By hearing the word of the Lord. It didn't say faith come by heart. It's a hearing. So it means it's a continuous tense. You can never exercise faith except you have continually been taken through a journey by God. You have not moved headache. You want to move cancer. How dare you? Your faith cannot produce financial breakthrough for you, yet you want to decree the faith to somebody to become a billionaire. What kind of a joke is that? Set my life on fire for you. For you. Oh Lord. Set my heart on fire for you. For you. I wanna know your ways. There is a way to know, sir. Not just fire. I wanna know your power. Hey, I wanna know your ways. There is a way you need to walk through. I wanna know your power. Oh Lord, set my life on fire for you. Hey, for you. Can we pray tonight? Kalahande Borokushatabala.
that the Lord will set us on fire, that we may find a path to walk in. Emanda la kando sombre kediata. Ayolo bokoria la bagasuse lekete kete. Ayla prata kasunte lebo shandala. Raikaba eko safande lebo shandala balabalea. Thank you, Father.
You remember when Ezekiel was speaking? Ezekiel said, when he saw the water from the temple, it was to the ankle, and then he got to the knee, and then he got to the loins, and then it became a big river. That's a journey.
You have not walked in the water of the ankle. You are claiming the faith of the knee. You have not gotten the faith of the knee. You have not journeyed to what the one who has gotten, because we are talking of deep waters. When you begin the journey of water, you start from your ankle. When you go in, it gets to your kneecap. When you go more, you get to your loins. Eventually, the water cover you down. We're talking of deep waters here. You can't stay by the river bank and claim and decree and declare. Nothing happens, sir. You are still under the government of the enemy. You are still a child. And it doesn't matter how much Jesus you call, it doesn't change anything. The name of Jesus becomes a name of stature and power according to the degree of the journey you have journeyed with him. The name does not respond to people who call it. The name responds to sojourners. Come on, pray tonight that the Lord will open your eyes to see. You need to journey in the spirit. I don't want to study the Bible to preach. I want to study to journey. I don't want to pray to get power. I want to pray to journey. I don't want to fast to be equipped. I want to fast to journey. I don't want to discipline myself in order to get holy power. I want to discipline myself in order to journey with him. Kabaradaba. Hey, kosamba la hindo sobre ketiliata. Shandala kuriba kabahandala. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Father, there is more, sir.
Since you have been a believer, what's your desire?
What can you say categorically 5 years, 10 years ago about your life when you started? Who are you? Who are you now? I keep wondering why the Bible will record that Elijah made a complaint and said he was the only prophet on earth, and God replied him and said there were still 7,000 prophets who have not bowed their knee to Baal. So when Elijah said there will be no rain, why will these 7,000 prophets not say there should be rain? A man who has journeyed had declared heaven closed. No devil, no man, no demon can open the heaven except another man who has journeyed. No wonder when Jacob said it shall not be well with Reuben, it took time. It took years later, several years later, before a man who has journeyed for 40 years with God, Moses, said, let Reuben leave. To remove a curse, to remove a curse over a man, your record in the spirit will be checked. Joshua cursed the land of Jericho. He took Elisha, a man who had traveled with God for long, to be able to say, from today I heal this land. Christianity is not religion, it's not tradition, it's not nature. Is a journey, spiritual journey. The truth is this: if you are not journeying, you are not even a Christian. It's a call to a journey. Look at what the Bible says. He brought them out that he may bring them in. So it's a journey. The Bible says we have come to Mount Zion. It's a city of deliverance where there are innumerable angels, the company of innumerable angels, where Jacob must possess their possession. This Zion is not seen by the physical eye. Men must travel in the realm of the spirit to locate that city. And the day you locate Zion, I assure you, you begin to walk in the supernatural. You begin to spend from the economy that cannot be traced by mortal men. You begin to perform things against the prediction of science. You begin to override and cheat nature by the technology of Zion. It's a journey. Abraham traveled for years. He found that city. Until you find that city, there's no rest for you. There's no rest. There's no rest. You are in the world. You are not of the world. I want us to pray tonight. If you are a man of God now, you go about doing ministry without a car. People look down on you because they thought your worth is in what you drive. They didn't know that your worth is what drives you. When you come out and you say God is good, they look at your physical worth and they say, oh, if God is good, you won't be looking this way. They may be partially right, but the truth is that what we want is not in our look. What we the Bible, look at what the Bible says about Jesus in Isaiah chapter 53. He said he does not look good to be behold. Jesus didn't appear good. He didn't look like the Messiah. His what was in that city, the New Jerusalem. A world without war. A city where mortal men don't rule and dictate. Only those who have journeyed with him, who have been immortalized, can go there. And when they make a decree from that city, sir, everything called nature must bow. No wonder the earth could not hold Jesus. I want us to pray. Lord, tonight help me. Some of us need to repent. Are you joining at all, or you are just a Christian for 20 years? You just know that you are reading Bible, you are praying for God to do miracle and change your life, you are asking God for power and anointing. If that's what you have been doing all your life, it's time to repent. Let's go back to the drawing board. Locate your status in the spirit. Know where you are. Your location must be found in the radar so that you will know what to do and where you are going to. If you are not moving, the devil is going to make a mess of your life. I promise you that. You can't overcome the world. Because what he that is born of God overcometh the world, even our faith. And that faith, we got it from our father Abraham. And that faith is a journey. Faith is not a decree. Faith is a journey. Faith is not an idea. Faith is a journey. That's why the Bible says in continuous tense. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing. By hearing the word of the Lord. It is a faith come by heart. It's a hearing. So it means it's a continuous tense. You can never exercise faith except you have continually been taken through a journey by God. You have not moved headache. You want to move cancer. How dare you? Your faith cannot produce financial breakthrough for you, yet you want to decree the faith to somebody to become a billionaire. What kind of a joke is that? Set my life on fire for you. For you. Oh Lord. Set my heart on fire for you. For you. I wanna know your ways. There is a way to know, sir. Not just fire. I wanna know your path. Hey, I wanna know your ways. There is a way you need to walk through. I wanna know your path. Oh Lord, set my life on fire for you. Hey, for you. Can we pray tonight that the Lord will set us on fire, that we may find a path to walk in? Thank you, Father. You remember when Ezekiel was speaking, Ezekiel said, when he saw the water from the temple, it was to the ankle, and then it got to the knee, and then it got to the loins, and then it became a big river. That's a journey. You have not walked in the water of the ankle. You are claiming the faith of the knee. You have not gotten the faith of the knee. You have not journeyed to what the one who has gotten, because we are talking of deep waters. When you begin the journey of water, you start from your ankle. When you go in, it gets to your kneecap. When you go more, you get to your loins. Eventually, the water cover you down. We are talking of deep waters here. You can't stay by the river bank and claim and decree and declare. Nothing happens, sir. You are still under the government of the enemy. You are still a child. And it doesn't matter how much Jesus you call, it doesn't change anything. The name of Jesus becomes a name of stature and power according to the degree of the journey you have journeyed with him. The name does not respond to people who call it. The name responds to sojourners. Come on, pray tonight that the Lord will open your eyes to see. You need to journey in the spirit. I don't want to study the Bible to preach. I want to study to journey. I don't want to pray to get power. I want to pray to journey. I don't want to fast to be equipped. I want to fast to journey. I don't want to discipline myself in order to get holy power. I want to discipline myself in order to journey with him. Kabaradaba, Eko Sambala Hindo Sobre Ketiliata, Shandala Kuribaka Bahandalaba. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, see the light of your path. Everyone who desire to journey with you, let them begin to see what to do at this moment. Grace be released to embark on a journey. Those who are weary on the path, receive strength. Those who don't know their location, let them find it. Those who are on the way, let them not fail. The Bible says, those who wait upon the Lord, they will walk and not be weary. They will run and not faint. They will mount up with wings like eagle. Yes, because it's a journey. There is a journey that commences with walking. At the point in time, you begin to run. At the point in time, you begin to fly. The grace to enjoy this three dimension I release upon your life tonight in the name of Jesus. And his name alone be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Celebrate the Lord Jesus.
We believe that you've been richly blessed through this message. For prayers and counseling, please contact the ministry on 0703-914-2529 or 0802-090-1803. Mercy Throne Missions, recruiting God's future generals for purpose with passion and power.